The Judas Gate by Jack Higgins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Washington, D.C. The Oval Office. Chapter 1. The Washington day in August had been almost subtropical, but by late evening an unexpected shower had cooled things. The Hay Adams Hotel was only a short walk from the White House, and outside the bar two men sat at a small table on the terrace, a canopy protecting them against the rain. The elder had an authoritative moustache and thick hair touched with silver, and wore a dark blue suit and guard's tie. He was General Charles Ferguson, commander of the British Prime Minister's private hit squad, which was an unfortunate necessity in the era of international terrorism. His companion, Major Harry Miller, was 47, just under 6 feet, with grey eyes, a shrapnel scar on one cheek, and a calm and confident manner. A Member of Parliament, he served the Prime Minister as a general troubleshooter and bore the rank of Under Secretary of State. He had proved he could handle anything, from the politicians of the United Nations to the hell of Afghanistan. Just now, he was saying to Ferguson, "Are you sure the President will be seeing us?" Ferguson nodded. "Blake was quite certain. The President said he'd make sure to clear time for us." Sean Dillon stepped out onto the terrace, glass in hand, and joined them, his fair hair tousled.